survival of the fittest. And besides, it's fun.
Outdoors with John is on the air. This is the Hunting, Camping, and Fishing Show, presented by Northwest Iowa Outdoors, the region's number one outdoor entertainment multimedia outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Good morning, everybody. The show is brought to us by the City of Kingsley, Small Town Sportsman in Kingsley, Dirt Road Design and Screen Printing in Kingsley, The Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa, the Plymouth County Conservation Board, Skyline Lodge in Parole Falls, Ontario, Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors in Milford, Iowa, Stan's Bait Shop in Milford, and Midwestern Land and Auction in Mapleton, Iowa. Well, I'm totally unprepared for this show this morning, which is it's kind of surprising because nobody will notice it between the ones that I do prepare for and the ones that I don't. But on the way in this morning, earlier, Scott, you were talking about Trump getting impeached. And the bastard needs it, because on the way over, a raccoon ran out in the damn road, and I hit it, and I think it knocked the front end out of my wife's little black plastic car that they borrowed to get to work. So if there's ever a reason to impeach Trump, that would be it.
That's about how bad it's gotten. I mean, they're just fishing for anything.
Yeah. And I think I'm gonna probably turn over, and people will be surprised by this, but I think I'm gonna become a crazy Bernie supporter.
Really?
Yes. Because the other day I went fishing. I went over to try out the hot fishing report over there at Storm Lake. I didn't catch a damn thing, but there was another guy there had 10 pretty nice crappies in his bucket, and that bastard wouldn't give me 5 of them like a good socialist should.
Well, that's just not right.
So if Crazy Bernie's the president, that dude would have to give me half of his fish, right?
Yeah, he's got to give you half of his fish.
And then I'd have to get home quick before somebody else saw me that had no fish, because then I'd have to give them like 2.5 fish.
That's right.
And then one and a quarter fish.
Yeah.
And if the fish ain't real big, I tell you what, cutting him into quarters is going to be kind of iffy. But I don't know. Just think about it.
And that's the problem. Most people do not think about that. They just know the guy has an R or a D next to his name.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Let's see. What do we got? We got 11 shows left for our Heritage Rough Rider giveaway for people to get entered. So give us a call. What's the number there? 239-2101. And tell us a good outdoor story or any kind of a topic you want to talk about today. Just bring her up and we'll get you entered for the show for the contest.
And here's the thing. All right. The first person that does that, I'm going to give McCann a spam.
Awesome.
Yeah,
because we were going to start a new venue in the trivia for the prize category, and Scott had dug up some cans of spam, and I think you also had some MREs that we're going to dole out here over the next couple.
Yeah, we've got MREs and we've got spam.
Spam.
Now, these are the consumer-grade MREs, right? Low sodium.
Oh, yeah. You can't have extra sodium. I mean,
No.
You can't, especially like the troops stationed in Kuwait and places like that, you can't let them people have salt in their diet.
Oh, no.
That'll kill them. It's just crazy. Actually, some of that stuff is actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have yet to have one that I didn't like.
Mm. I don't know. I don't have a trivia question today. I should make up one here quick. Maybe, I don't know. We should have something. I mean, God, that's usually the best part of the show. So, you know, I tell you what, I seen an article the other day. Different birds, they call them different things when they're in different parts of the country. The lesser scop, are called bluebills or whatever they call them in different parts of the country. What I'm looking for today, hey, whether or not ravens and crows are the same bird. True or false? Ravens and crows are the same bird. 239-2101 is the number there. Oh, let's see. Stuff coming up. Today is the 3rd annual State Park Volunteer Day. And if you're going to volunteer at one of Iowa's state parks today, you need to meet at that particular park at 10 a.m. And in our listening area, Stone State Park is hosting one just on the north side of Sioux City. Blackhawk State Park down at Lake View is hosting one. And Gull Point up at on West Okoboji Lake. But all three of those, if you want to volunteer today, show up at 10 a.m. and they will give you instructions. It depends on the park, what they're going to do. I think out at Stone Park, they're going to mostly pick up some trash, and then I think they're going to do some clearing of trails, but I'm not 100% sure there. But you really don't need to take anything other than your carcass. Oh, Dorothy Pico added a 400-gallon fish tank out there at the Nature Center. That's kind of cool. That's a big fish tank. Anyway, Well, I guess a quick fishing report here. What do we got? Elm and Morse Lakes in Wright County still have relaxed fishing regulations until December 1st. And both those lakes, I say, are in Wright County. Elm is 358-acre, and Morse is only 90 acres. But they're going to remove the carp and the bullheads and drain it down and try to improve the water quality. They're going to restock it then next spring with yellow perch, northern pike, largemouth bass, and bluegill. And you can use whatever means you want to get the fish out of there, short of electricity and explosives. But you can use nets. There is no limit on any of the fish you catch there. Just go and clean them out. Most of the activity is on the up at the Iowa Great Lakes is Spirit Lake's about your best bet right now for the walleyes. It seems like they're picking up a lot of those using bottom bouncers or trolling crankbaits in the basin. They're catching a lot of like 8.5-inch perch on Spirit Lake, and they're using yellow and white mini jig tipped with wigglers out on the outside edges of the weed beds. Trumbull Lake has still been on fire for northern pike, and they're casting spoons at the spillway and in any calm areas around the lake. Lost Island Lake in Palo Alto County, they're catching a lot of 14 to 18 inch walleye still, and not real great fish, but you don't have a problem getting your limit in just a short time there on Lost Island Lake in Palo Alto. And those 14 to 18 inch walleyes are just they're your good eaters there. Did we have a winner there on our?
Yeah, we did. Martin Gerard of Sioux City correctly identified whatever the answer was. What was the answer?
No, they're not.
They're not.
Crows and ravens are not the same bird.
Okay, he got it right then.
Yeah, they look similar. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a raven around here, but they're supposed to be, you know, you see them from time to time. But you go up into northern Minnesota and you'll see them, and they look a lot like a crow, but they're like a little bit, you know, quite a bit bigger, actually. Mm. And then the crows don't stand on the mantles of your house and chant creepy things at you until you go insane, like the ravens do.
Ah, okay.
Nevermore. What is that? Yeah, that was one. That was a poem. I think it was probably actually called The Raven.
Yeah, well, Martin was very excited to learn he's either going to win a can of Spam or an MRE with his prize package.
Awesome. Yeah. What are we going to throw in there for him? And I also have the coin for him, too, the Second Amendment coin.
I don't know. Toss a coin. You know, head Spam, tails MRE.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a coin? Actually, after
all right, I tossed it. It came up heads, so he gets the can of Spam.
Awesome. Yeah. Because I have to go out in the parking lot and look for a penny. Anyway, let's see. Well, one good thing we're going to have for this show is we are going to have Diana from Hillview on, and we're going to talk about the upcoming, what do they call it, the Siouxland Big Give. That'll be coming off on October 1st. And the Plymouth County Conservation Foundation is one of the nonprofits on that Big Give, that Siouxland Big Give. And she's going to talk to us about what some of the things that they're trying to do up at Hillview to improve the park. They recently added another 300 acres to the park up there, which I think it takes it to, Wow, it's got to be between 700 and 1,000 acres up there now in that park system. But we get back from the break, and hopefully we'll have Diana with us. Otherwise, you can still call in, too, at 239-2101. Share a story with us.
All right, be right back. 1360-949 KSCJ.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Amazing. It's kind of like being showered with cash from above, which would also be pretty amazing. It's so amazing that millions of people a year are getting their cash back matched. They just can't get enough. So whether it's raining down on your head or raining into your bank account, it's your cash back, and Discover is matching it. Discover Cash Back Match. What are you waiting for? Learn more at discover.com/match.
If you've bought Nike or Adidas shoes lately, I'm sorry. Sorry that you didn't just get yourself some Skechers, because Skechers have all the performance and comfort you could ever dream of for less. Just ask Skechers elite runner Edward Cheserek, who tied the world record for the fastest 5K, or the nurse who's comfortable on her feet all day thanks to Skechers air-cooled memory foam, or people wearing Skechers Go Walks who feel like they're walking on clouds. They'll all say no shoes perform better and are as comfortable as Skechers. Find Skechers at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
You know how you can find out all about Tyson Fresh Meats? Ask the people who are applying for work.
Brought me out was more opportunity and higher pay.
And now Tyson announces a new higher hourly wage, $16.60.
A great experience to work with various people, a great challenge, and we're here making good food, making a difference.
At Tyson, everybody's looking for a future.
Hopefully someday move into management.
And now with a new higher hourly wage of $16.60, it's a great place to work.
Really a big happy family here. There's lots of people willing to help out, to kind of go above and beyond.
Tyson Foods is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer. All qualified applicants will be considered without regard to race, national origin, color, religion, age, genetics, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, or veteran status. Come on, join the team. Now with a higher hourly wage. Come to the job fair, 8 to 4 Tuesdays in Dakota City.
Big John. Big John.
Well, looks like we did get Diana on the line. Good morning, Diana.
You did.
Well, great. I'm glad we got through to you, because this show is just dreadful so far. So now we're going to add...
Oh, that's not good.
Oh, yeah. It's been a lemon so far, but hey... It's going to be all good now, because we got Diana.
That's right.
You bet. The Siouxland Big Give is coming up October 1st, and it's a 24-hour online giving blitz day from midnight to midnight, Tuesday, October 1st only. And you can use your cell phone or your laptop or whatever kind of a device to get in and donate. The Plymouth County Conservation Foundation is one of them, and then that money is going to go towards the Hillview Recreation Area Improvement Projects.
Yes, yes. And I did want to mention it's on October 1st from midnight to midnight, but if you're going to be busy at that time or out of town, you can go ahead and go on to their website, the SiouxlandBigGive.org, and go ahead and donate now. You just won't see it until October 1st.
Okay, great. And then if you miss...
That's something different they did this year.
Oh, that's actually a good idea. And if you miss it during that time, you can always just go out to the park and make a donation, too. You guys are always looking for help in that way. What's some of the things that you're looking to do out there at Hillview?
Well, you know, Hillview Park, we acquired 305 acres of land in 2018 just adjacent to the park, just east of the park. We were lucky enough to... get this chunk of land, and we're pretty excited about it because it basically doubles the size of the park. And we've got lots of ideas, but the Plymouth County Conservation Foundation wanted to do this Siouxland Big Give to help get all of this started, because there's so much to get done. So far, we have taken the areas that were farmed and reseeded it back to native grasses. Right now, we're in the process of putting in new fence lines, pulling out the old fence lines, putting in new fence lines so people will know where the borders of the, you know, parkland are.
Yeah, and that's something, that's something that's common to all of the public areas where you enter it from the parking areas or whatever, and if you cross a fence, then you know you're trespassing.
Well, yeah, then you're on somebody's private land.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're trying to get that all done, because we really want to have it open for some hunting this fall. But in order to do that, we got to have those fence lines in and have some, you know, signs up saying, you know, whoa, don't go here. You know, that's somebody else's land.
Right.
So we want to expand our hunting areas. There's a pond on the land, and we want to make another fishing pond. But of course, that will entail digging out the pond, putting in fish structure, riprap, stocking the pond. So there's some huge expenses right there.
How big is that pond?
Pardon?
How big is that pond, Diana?
You know, that I don't know for sure. You know, there's a lot of stuff that I don't know about this chunk of land, and that's one of them. I'm not sure we know exactly how big the pond is at this stage of the game, or how big it will be after, you know, we do all the improvements
sure.
to it. So, but we're excited about that because everybody likes to have a nice place to go and fish.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, especially one that's close to town that, you know, you don't have to drive forever to get to, and you can take your kids to it and everything, just like our pond that we have on the original Hillview right now. We would also like to expand, of course, all our hiking trails and our equine trails. We have a disc golf course. We'd like to put another 9 holes of the disc golf. But one thing we're really excited about is we really want to add an equine camping area.
Yeah,
we have a lot of people that come out and ride horses, and they've expressed the interest, you know, boy, it'd sure be nice if you guys had an equine camping area for our out-of-town friends. And there really isn't any in this area. People come through on their way to South Dakota, and there's quite a few in Nebraska, but there really isn't a lot of them in this area of Iowa.
Well, really in all of Iowa. I think there's one of the parks north of Fort Dodge in there, or in and around Fort Dodge has equine camping area, but that might be about the only place.
So we're really excited about that, but of course all these things take money, and we the foundation just thought, boy, this would be a great way for us to fundraise and help kickstart some of this stuff, because it's going to all happen over time,
right? And and it's really kind of interesting. You mentioned that disc golf course. Have you ever played that? I've never played that, Diana. It looks like it could be intriguing.
I've just messed around with it, but we've had quite a few people out there playing it, and I think they're really excited about it. You know, the disc golf course in Lamar's was, you know, flooded, of course.
Yeah.
And a lot of those guys were really excited to come out and do our course because, first off, it's so different, and second, it's fairly difficult.
Well, yeah.
So, it
gets you a lot of good exercise walking around chasing your Frisbee. And as far as like me, I mean, finding a lost Frisbee in the weeds is easier than finding a stupid golf ball. I usually can't ever find my ball after I hit it. I think I could find the Frisbee.
Yeah, And we try, whenever we're out mowing, the guys always pick the Frisbees up. And a lot of the guys, you know, those golf discs are not cheap, the real golf discs that they buy.
Yeah.
And they have their names on them. So we try to save those. And if you have your names and phone numbers on them, we will call you. But we do try to keep those. So if you're missing one, you know, you can call out to the park and we can always check and see if we have your disc, if we found it. So, but we try to keep it mowed so you can find them pretty easily. But there is a couple water hazards, so, you know, if it gets in the water, I'm not going to guarantee you anything.
But right now, there's the trails out there at Hillview are open for year-round hiking, biking, and then also horse riding, correct?
Yeah. And the biking trails have been really popular. We have lots of horse people out there, and they have been incredibly supportive. They'll come out when we have days to work on the trails, especially the bike trails. Even though they're not allowed on the bike trails, the horse people that come out and ride have come out and helped us clear the bike trails. You know, they really just need some place to ride because there's so much farming in this area now that there's not a lot of places to ride a horse.
Yeah, up and down the road.
So they're pretty thankful. Yeah, and they're pretty thankful to have somewhere to ride, and they're pretty excited about, you know, us doubling the size of the park and expanding our trail.
Right, because so. I think, well, there's, oh, in Stone State Park, just north of Sioux City, there's horse trails there. And then in Monona County's got a few, but otherwise there's just not a lot of places.
No, no, there isn't. I was talking to a gal the other day from Sioux Center that moved here from, I'm trying to think where she moved here from, maybe up in South Dakota somewhere, but she was, and she's got horses. And she called our park, and she was just like, I don't have anywhere to ride. Do you guys have equine trails? And I said, you know, we do. And she was just thrilled to death because there just isn't that many places to ride unless you want to just ride up and down a gravel road, you know.
Sure.
Because everything's farmed.
Is Five Ridge Prairie open to horseback riding?
No, okay. No. That's all hiking.
Okay. Just the Hillview recreation area.
Yep, yep.
And then speaking of which,
but,
yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
Oh, just Halloween's coming up here quick. And what's the date for the Halloween at Hillview this year?
That is on October 12th, and that's one of our biggest events that we have every year. And we always get excited about that. That's probably one of our favorite events. Starting at 4 o'clock, we have a festival market or a farmer's market, all homemade and handmade stuff. And from 4 to 6 is the farmer's market. And then we have all kinds of kids' games and just lots of fun stuff. And then, of course, from 6 to 8 is the trick-or-treat extravaganza where we get hundreds and hundreds of kids coming for that. And that's where you trick-or-treat our campgrounds on both sides of the park. And, of course, we have Catalano's wood-fired pizza out there serving up their pies. So it's quite an event. It's a big night for us.
I tell you, I can't remember how many years ago you guys started that out there, but you're right. That has grown into just huge. Just, it's amazing the number of people that will show up for it. And, not just the campers, too.
I think it's been about 10 years.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, it's been, we have people just lined up down the road. And, you know, I think it was last year or 2 years ago, we finally had to find new places to park. So we actually mowed off one of our prairie areas and put in a little access road to it so people would have places to park. It's just gotten, we try to keep track of how many kids, but, you know, it's usually when the rangers will have their little clickers trying to keep track, but it gets so busy. But it's usually between 500 and 800 kids that come through there.
I don't know how they could keep track. It would be like trying to count flies in a hog house, you know, just – kids are everywhere.
You know, it's tough to do. It's a tough thing to do. But you know, we just have lots of fun, and it's fun for everybody. It really is.
Oh, absolutely. And is the campground full for that, or can people still get in and get a reservation? You're filled up on the campground?
No, it's full.
Okay.
Yeah, it's full. You can get on a waiting list. You know, we take reservations for that. It's always the day after Labor Day. And so this year, I believe it was September 2nd.
Okay.
And the only way you can get a reservation is to call in starting at 8 o'clock. And it's just, you just have to keep redial until somebody answers. We don't take messages. You know, you can't send us an email. You just got to call.
Sure.
And usually in like a half hour, everything's full.
Diana, we are out of time. I appreciate you joining us today and bailing me out on what was otherwise a dreadful show. Now it's like one of the best ones I've ever done.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I always enjoy talking to you.
And remember, that's the Siouxland Big Give October 1st. And make sure you donate to the Plymouth County Conservation Foundation.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
CBS News Update, with three House committees issuing subpoenas for documents.